Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life West, coming at you with another Life by Life West with my co-host and my partner in health, Dr. Mary, and life and kids and everything else. It's just be an asterisk and everything. Dr. Mary Oberstein. We are excited about our show today. We've got a very special couple that I think, Dr. Sabrina, we go back to when you were in school and you lived with our daughter, Morgan, right?
Yes.
But we have Dr. Sabrina and Justin Paquette, and they are from the great state of Washington, Silverdale, Washington, to be specific. Yeah. They're both Life West grads, 2014. That must have been a great year, you know? 2014. It was just like pristine. And they just have a really cool journey, you know, of how they ended up in Washington and what they're doing together. And we're going to get into that and just kind of share, you know, the secrets to their success of what's making them successful, not just in practice, but, you know, in their personal lives as well. So we're excited about it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you
for having us. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to start? Or I got a bunch of questions.
I do too.
All right, go.
Okay. I want to jump right into your practice because we chatted a little bit before we started and I have so many questions, but I want you guys to talk about your practice. Specifically, what you told us, it's just the two of you in the practice.
Yes. Yeah.
So can you just kind of tell us like maybe how it started, how it's going?
Yeah.
How you do this?
Yeah. Yeah, so it is just the two of us. We started our practice 5 years ago, and we both kind of went into different points of focus. I focus on prenatal and pediatrics, and Justin focuses a lot on sports, extremities, those types of things. And it is just the two of us. So we help each other at the front desk when he's seeing patients, and I can help check people in, and then vice versa. We have a really good flow, really good team.
Yeah.
Great.
Was there a conscious choice? I mean, because listen, you guys are busy, right? And you're working same hours?
Yes.
Same hours, yeah.
Same hours together. You can have a couple pregnant women over here or a child and a pregnant woman. You can have someone with the sports injuries or family over here. And, you know, what is it conscious about? Are you thinking of hiring, or is it just like, this is working great, we're keeping it like this? Tell me.
Yeah, well, I think eventually we absolutely were looking into expanding, having a front desk. That way we can really step away from that, take care of more just straight patient focused. Absolutely. But for right now, it's working great. And we're able to not only see the amount of patients that we're seeing, but we're also keeping overhead very low. And yeah. So at the end of the day, running a very successful practice, again, we're keeping overhead low. So yeah.
I love it.
So you're obviously taking turns, like jumping up at the front when needed.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Tell us some of the challenges. I mean, are there times where it's like, oh boy, that didn't work great today when you were both like busier?
Yeah. So there were challenges in the beginning for sure. There were moments when we weren't up at the front desk. And so somebody would come in and there's nobody up there. He's seeing somebody and I'm seeing somebody. So we just put a sign out there, you know, please have a seat. If nobody's up at the front, we'll be with you shortly. And then answering the phone. So when the phone rings, you know, that was kind of a big thing. We moved into our systems allow patients to text through it. So that kind of became a lot easier where we're not worrying about running to answering the phone all the time, listening to the voicemails. We can just check the text messages, you know, as we're popping in and out and seeing patients and taking payment and those types of things. Like, I'm running late, you know, send them over a text, no worries, or what have you. So we've filled that gap, so to speak, of not having somebody up front all the time. So, and I think people are okay with it. They've never really mentioned that they they think it's chaotic. They're always like, you guys do so well at communicating with us, and we understand that you don't have anybody up there. So it works well for us.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's got to be somewhere where they know they just have you guys.
Right.
And that's really cool. Yeah. You know, like from start to finish, they're with you. You obviously, based on, you know, specialties, right? You know, sports, injuries, things like that, pregnancy, you're Webster certified, I take it, right? You know, all that kind of stuff. Do you share patients, or are there certain patients that see both of you?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. There are patients that he was taking care of that became pregnant that will then switch over to me. There are patients that come in with shoulder, ankle problems that I'm like, you know, he's really good at that. Let's just have him come on in and take a look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, like it's feet. Good to have. It's like feet. Once Dr. Mary, once she adjusted a foot at one point, we just kept sending her all the feet, right?
I didn't love that.
I love feet. Just kidding. It wasn't all the time. It was very little. But that is so cool. And then financially, obviously, you know, we all have agreements. I remember in our practice, you know, we went over the finances with our patients. Always. We never had a CA come in and go over that. And I'm not saying that's bad. It's probably a great thing. But a lot of practices did that. They kept the doctors away from it. We kind of felt like, you know, it's our relationship with them. So we would go over, this is what's going to cost. And we kind of do that, right?
Yep.
But you guys are collecting also, right? Yep. And that takes it to a level, which is really cool, because now that exchange is right there, right? And, you know, I think it takes away a lot of the inhibitions, I would think, for the doctor. You know, just would you say that I got no issues with money? I could literally just say, hey, it's 50, it's 100, whatever, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, when I first started, there was definitely that hesitancy of saying, well, this costs $40, $50, but if you want to pay me, you know, and then you realize how unsuccessful that action is. And you just got to say, hey, this is what my service is worth. You understand it. And when you come to me, you're going to get the good product from that. So I think definitely over time that confidence builds and the patients completely understand it and they're okay with it. So,
I would say that money talk curve is very steep because you have to learn it quickly. And we all went through that. I remember saying to a new patient, like, it's going to be $230 today. And like I have to make sure my voice didn't crack. Right.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just come in hot and heavy. It was like, it's $230. Like,
yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Geez, calm down.
Right now. Boom.
Yeah.
In the bear hug.
Sometimes when you say that too, they go, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
like, man.
Should have went 240. Yeah. I just find it amazing because I really love it. You know, what I'm seeing more and more, you know, in the world of chiropractic is exactly the model you're talking about. You know, low overhead, you know, high profitability, being able to keep your fees at a level that shows your value, you know, and yet being able to deliver services and have that relationship with a patient, you know, because that's one thing that chiropractors have always done well. I mean, we might do a lot of things crazily, right? You know, we got 1,000 different techniques and all that. People don't even know what chiropractic is because of all. But one of the things that we've done extremely well with as a profession is creating relationships with our patients, right? And having them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was one thing I was going to say to hiring a front desk too, is part of it is it's our pride and joy. It's our baby. And we know they're going to have a great patient experience when they call and we pick up the phone, or when they walk in, or sometimes questions arise, of course, you know, right after treatment. And then one of us can answer those questions properly. They have the ultimate patient experience. Yes. So we like that about the practice. We know that the second they come in and then the second that they leave, they're going to heal. They're going to feel better because they had a good experience.
Right. Well, you know what's going to happen? I mean, I can just see it right now. The transition of hiring somebody. First of all, I think it's not going to be as quickly as it's a hard thing to give up with what you're doing, right? Where most people can't live without somebody, right? Even if they're only seeing like 5 people a week, you know, kind of thing. Like they don't have that comfort level, right? But the cool thing is when you go to train someone, you guys are, you own it so well. Own it so well that there's going to be like no doubt about, nope, this is how much it is. Yeah. This is what it is. Here, watch, you know, and it's just like, and that is vital because, you know, a lot of times with a CA, with chiropractic assistant, what falls on them is the things that the doctors don't like to deal with, right? Missed appointments, talking about that, collecting money, you know, all the kind of rescheduling, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, when you have it down the way you do, you can't help but be successful if you stepped into it like it sounds like you have, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about this. You got out of school. I know, you know, and you guys both went to San Diego, is that right? Yep. Spent about a year in San Diego?
Yes.
About a year. Yep.
Yeah. And then got pulled up to Washington and you know, you made your home there. Now your life is pretty much there, right? Are either of you from Washington?
No.
Nope.
Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
And then I grew up in LA, so in Burbank area.
Okay. See, he doesn't like to admit it. Yeah. How can he compete with San Diego? I grew up in LA, and then he goes to Burbank, right?
Yeah.
Like, not LA, Burbank, you know, because LA, you know, he wants to be in LA. And now, especially Sabrina, you grew up in beautiful San Diego, where we had the opportunity to live for 30 something years. And now you're in Washington State, which is a gorgeous state, but different.
Than San Diego.
Oh yeah, but different. I was going to say climate, you know, but I wanted to find a different word for climate, like a rain, you know. You know,
like learning to drive in the snow.
Rain, and all stuff. How's your transition been?
It's been great. It's been great. It's so beautiful here. We were able to establish a different life than what we had in San Diego because cost of living was different. So that, you know, we were able to buy a house right away and, you know, do lots of travel and golf and fun things like that, because most of our, you know, money wasn't going to our mortgage, you know, in San Diego. So life has, we love it here. Well, I think we will stay here for a very long time, especially now, you know, we've hit that 5-year mark with the practice. So it's rocking and rolling and we're having fun. So it's really been a wonderful transition. Yeah.
I love it. Love it. I've got a ton of questions. Okay, I'll let you step in because I'm going to go.
Okay. Staying on the practice here. So where do most of your referrals come from?
So there's a kind of a combination, but we do actually get a decent amount of referrals. Oh, we'll kind of step on that. One, organically. So we have a really good like SEO. So our website is really good. So we're high on Google. And then a lot of referrals actually come from other chiropractors, interesting enough. So either we also run a pretty high volume laser therapy clinic too. And so we get a lot of referrals from other chiropractors that don't have that in their clinic. And then not everybody wants to work on feet or extremities. And so I'm your guy.
So you're doing extremity work, things like that. And then do you send them back?
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah. And you just keep this great relationship. Okay. Sabrina, how about you? Are they sending people over like to get, you know, for Webster and things like that?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And some of the times what I'll do, if they're just sending them over strictly for pregnancy, I will do Webster technique only and then send them back for the rest of the treatments that they're seeing their chiropractor for, or kiddos, you know. Sometimes if they're really, really small, some of the chiropractors in the area aren't wanting to see those patients, so they'll send them my way. And sometimes we'll keep that little one as a patient and mom, and the rest of the kiddos will go to the other chiropractor. So we've really built a good relationship within the community because we're so honest with, hey, look, you know, there's not one size fits all, especially not when you're touching someone with your hands and healing. So we're comfortable with, if you sent them over for this or that, we'll absolutely do our best and keep this open flow communication going, so that we can continue to do that, because there are people that vice versa come into our clinic that we want to refer out, upper cervical or what have you. So
you know, it's so refreshing to hear that. I just want to let you know that, because you know, it's like there's no need to hold on to a patient,
right?
You know? And if the more we're comfortable referring out to our fellow and, you know, chiropractors, the more, you know, the more they're going to stay with us, because it's like, every other profession does it. A dentist mm-hmm. would, if you needed some endodontic work, they'd send you out to an endodontist. Doesn't mean you're going to be staying with that endodontist the rest of your life. You're going to come back, right? You know, medical doctors do it all the time. And, you know, it's just so interesting that, you know, that I love it. I just love to see that happen. And yeah. When you talk about that, you talk about, you know, having these referrals and having this come in, what would you say percentage wise that you practice, like as referral now, as because you hit that 5-year mark or 5.5-year mark, or SEO, you know, Google and things like that?
Yeah. So I will say that it probably 90% of our practice is referral based only. We do zero advertising. The SEO, that's all organic, right? So then what we have been doing that has been successful is when patients come in, obviously when they're done with either a short treatment plan or whatever it is, we just ask them, if you had a good experience, would you mind leaving a review? And they say, absolutely. And most of the times we don't even have to tell them, but when they do that on Google, Yelp, now that's a different story, but if you Google it, it kind of puts us further up on the list there. And that seems to be working great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you used any like other programs, you know, that Review Wave or things like that, that are able to help boost you, or just strictly everything is just word of mouth in the office?
It's all word of mouth.
It is so simple. It's just simple.
Yeah. So I have a question. When you say like a lot of the referrals come from chiropractors, are they chiropractors in your area or chiropractors out in your area?
Oh, actually both. Because we've been getting more patients with a lot of military families where we're at too.
Yes.
And so we've gotten several from San Diego that come up here.
Yeah.
And they call us up and they say, hey, so-and-so from San Diego is our chiropractor. We're looking for another chiropractor. You were highly referred, recommended. And then that's how we'll get those.
Yeah.
And I have a second part to that. Are there a lot of chiropractors in your area?
A ton. Yeah.
Not as many as there are when we were in San Diego, but yeah. I mean, there's actually, I'm the only female chiropractor in Silverdale. So
that's pretty cool.
Which is why I think I've gotten a lot of those different referrals, because, you know, they're comfortable with sending them over to me. And, you know, so yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness. Wow. That's neat.
So how do you capitalize? Like as far as like in Silverdale, a lot of chiropractors, right? Great area. Is it on the peninsula? Is it the peninsula, or is it, I know it's Silverdale. You have to drive around to get to it.
It's technically on the peninsula, yeah. I guess. So yeah, so I'm trying to think, Kitsap County, West Sound. So
we'll
yeah.
go with peninsula, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So are you embedded in, like, you know, with midwives on, you know, in the area and with different sports teams? And like, what did you do for our viewers to hear? What did you do to get out in your community to get known and to have people know who you guys are?
Yeah, so one of the things I did is I joined Rotary. That was a big one that got me. And then through that, they do a lot of work with kids. So I'm also the vocational director at our Rotary. So we do a lot of things with kids too. That helped kind of put me in there with the families, and kids are in sports, et cetera. I want to say that was one of the biggest ones with me, and then other networking groups, like small business networking groups. Mm-hmm. For me personally.
Yeah, we've tried BNI, and we are more comfortable with smaller networking groups. And then Rotary has really been, it's a small community that we live in. So it's really been a huge impact to our clinic to be a part of that. So yeah, Rotary and then the business networking groups have been really successful. And when we first came here too, other chiropractors came in to see us and get adjusted. And I don't know necessarily why that was, but they did, and we built relationships with them there. And that was back 5 years ago. So it's kind of flourished from there.
And then also with the midwives and all that, we see a lot of nurses too, because there's a big hospital that just got built here in Silverdale. And then through that, they find out that Sabrina sees, you know, her specialty, and they go, oh, wow, well, we have these patients and then this group. And then she got connected within the hospital realm. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. I love it. So you work together.
Yes.
You run the office together. You work the same hours together.
You golf together?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So talk about this, because you know what? I mean, you know, I love this woman, and I know that she couldn't spend 24 hours a day. I can't spend that amount of time with myself, let alone having someone else, expect someone else to do it. But how do you do it? Like, you know, I mean, how do you separate? How do you get your free time? How do you keep the balance of the relationship together? Because it's, you know, this is critical to your success as human beings, right? And also anything that happens outside the office always bleeds into the office. So how's it work?
Well, I would say to that note, a lot of it is when we're at the office, we're at the office. We're 100% focused on patients and the doings of the office. And when we get home, it's fun, it's play. We both enjoy meditation. So that's kind of our escape in that realm. We like different things too. So we do have, you know, time apart. But I think the biggest, most important piece for us is that when we're at work, we're 100% focused on work. And then when we're at home, we're not sitting talking about this or that happened at work, because you do have to have that escape.
Yeah. And that took a little bit of time, but we just realized there needs to be that separation there, home and work balance. And we travel together too. We just like to have fun. So we got very, very lucky to find each other. So
our personalities in the clinic are different too. I'm very type A, very organized. He's very go with the flow. So it works for us really well in the clinic. I think if we were both go with the flow, it would be different. Or if we were both type A, it would be a little bit different. So that really works as far as structure goes in the clinic.
Yeah.
And my question was going to be like those boundaries when you said, like, when we're home, we don't talk about the office. Was that like, was that just innately that happened? Or was it like, okay, we can't be talking about the office all the time?
Yeah, the latter.
For sure.
Us, we were on vacation once. I think we were in Hawaii. Remember we were in the pool?
I mean, we were in the pool a lot. Okay. Many trips to Hawaii. I just remember one. Sure. Wait. Of course I remember.
Yes. Right.
But why don't you tell the story?
I remember one time we were in the pool and we were talking shop, and our kids swam over to us. So they were probably like, I don't even know, 8, 10, and 12. And their kids went over and they said, enough. Stop talking about the office now. And I remember like something went off, because like for us, that was fun.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, we should do this and we should do that. It wasn't just like the hard stuff, it was just the cool stuff. And then the kids just said, you're not in the office, you're in the pool.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me for years. To this day, when we're around and when they're talking about business type stuff and the kids are around, I usually stop the conversation.
Yeah.
And or the takeaway also from that pool experience was, we don't take the kids on vacation with us. because what a great time to let stuff flow, right? When you when you're away from the business, then things can kind of just flow like that. So once we told them you're not coming with us anymore, they never said that again, did they? We never told them.
Then what happened was, then they got older and we took them on vacation. Now they're all chiropractors. We're all standing around the pool talking like chiropractic philosophy.
Right.
And then I knew, I'm like, I'm gonna go sit down, like I'm done with this hour and 15-minute conversation.
That's great.
So
cool. Hey, wait, I have a question for you. Do you have a social media presence like Instagram? Or
that is something we are terrible with, actually. Yep, I'm gonna throw that right out there.
I love it.
Do you have a page?
We have a page, I think.
Yeah, we have a page. It's terrible. So that's something that we've been told for many years, even since we opened the practice.
We should
get a presence on there.
Yeah.
You're doing it without.
Well, why?
I'm going to say, but it's,
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I mean, I think that our listeners, if they can really see the picture here, it's like, you know, everything that people are doing these days is social media presence, pay for ads, you know, do all these different things. You are doing none of that. And getting 90% referral practice, right? And really just building it based on who you both are.
Yeah.
Right.
The expertise that you bring and your personality and your love that you show and your honesty and your commitment, you know, and that's what sustainability is about. You know, I mean, you know, Google can change their algorithms and people start scrambling and going crazy. Oh my God, I'm not getting this anymore, or Yelp or whatever, you know. And not to say that's bad, that's great stuff. People do really well with it, but it's just one less thing that you have to worry about. And and you get to spend that much more time together, you know, because you're not sitting there in front of a computer all the time just figuring out what we have to do around it. So I want to congratulate you on that.
Yeah, that's cool. That should, that's you should, yeah, the title of this interview.
Yeah. Who needs social media, right? Social media, what? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
It's exactly. Not just social media. I just think it's so amazing. I love how you said, you know, when people are done with care, don't forget to, you know, leave us a review if you had a good. That's almost like saying, hey, good. If you did really great, replace yourself because we need to fill your seat, you know, but not like that. But I think it's just so cool. I'm really proud of you guys, you know, to grow a practice. You know, it's like, and I'm please take this the correct way, but it's almost like you're doing it old school. And old school is, you know, kind of what we did, you know, 35 years, 40 years ago, you know, that there wasn't social media presence. And I'm not saying not to use it. Obviously, you do. You use it for your reviews and your website is doing phenomenal and you get good Google stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's not where your focus is. You know, it's really on taking care of people. And it's just
absolutely.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. Well, listen, we're kind of winding down to the end of our show, but we always ask on Life by Life West, we always ask our guests two questions.
Okay.
So we're going to ask both of you. Do you want to do the first? Or
I'll do the first.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. And who? So, and you'll have to direct it. So we'll answer it first.
I want Sabrina to answer first.
Okay.
So knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself if you could go back and speak to yourself in starting first quarter at Life West?
Oh my.
Just innately.
Yeah, just innately.
I would say enjoy the process more. Enjoy the process more. Yeah, it's a fun process. Really fun. And just enjoy it and be in the moment with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay, Justin?
Yeah, ditto. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's would be just to, for me personally, you know, really get out there, learn how to speak and communicate the proper message to everyone in an easy way for people to understand, grasp, and then provide that. But communication key for sure.
Great.
I love it. Question number two. Justin, I'm going to start with you because Sabrina was number one before. Same question, but little different twist. If you were to go back knowing what you know now and where you're at now, and you were to go back and speak to Dr. Justin, who just graduated, what advice would you give him?
Being first quarter talking to Dr. Justin?
Nope, Dr. Justin right now speaking to Dr. Justin, straight out of school, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, you know, kind of thing. What advice, what one drop of wisdom would you give Dr. Justin just out of school?
I'm going to go back to the communication part. I'm really big on that because, again, with us being a big referral-based clinic, it's all about the communication with your patients and why do they need to refer their friends and family to you, and really building that network and that connection with those patients.
I love it. Great. I love it. Sabrina, same question.
Yep. My answer to that would be it's okay to not just have a cash practice. I think I had that stuck in my brain when we graduated, cash practice, and we don't have a cash only practice. So, and it's wonderful. It's worked out great for us. So that's one thing I would say is, yeah.
No, I love
that's
it.
That's great.
I love it. I remember the story with Lauren, our oldest daughter, Lauren, who you've met. Her and her husband, Matt, came into their fiance, maybe, or maybe they were married at the time. I don't know. Came into our practice and they said, we don't want to do any personal injury. None. No. We're just going to do this cash. We're just going to do this, which is great, you know. And then they came over to our side of the clinic and said, in the office, and said, what do we do? Someone got in a car accident. We said, well, do you want to take care of them or do you want to send them? Well, we'll take care of them, whatever you want to do, you know, up to you. She said, no, we'll take care of them. And I remember this so distinctly when it was a lien and when the check came in for like $6,000 and she got the check that day and she came over to me and says, I love personal injury. I want to keep doing this, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It went out to dinner that night or something.
But it's just so cute because it's like what you said, you know, sometimes we come out with a focused on, well, for whatever reason, boom, and then things can change. So just be open to the change.
That's great.
Yes.
Thank you guys. We appreciate having you. We saw you in February, I think, and we said we got to get you on the show. And finally, it's August, and we got you on the show. So it's so exciting. And I want to thank our viewers. You know, you guys are with us week after week. Thank you. Thank you for keep tuning in. You know, we drop Life by Life West every other week. The opposite weeks, we do a Life West Leadership Line. I know that a lot of you see both, but I want to thank you not only for tuning in, but for sharing it, because we hear from a lot of people that, if they're a viewer and they say something to me where I might see them, I say, how'd you hear about us? Oh, a friend sent so-and-so's episode over, and I've been watching them ever since. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for taking care of people. You know, with Dr. Justin and Sabrina today, there was a lot of great information that came out. And it's really about the balance and about being who you are. And I would definitely say about just being comfortable with what you're doing, because you guys definitely own it. So thank you for being such shining lights and examples of that. It's just amazing. And to everybody else, until we come back at you again, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll see you around in a couple of weeks at another Life by Life West. And from my partner in health and life and brainstorming in the pool. And thank you guys. Dr. Justin and Sabrina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. And we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.